Psalm 116, verse 15, which says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." The desire of God's children is to die in the faith of Christ. It is only faith and nothing else that will master the king of fears, which subdues all mankind. Pagan answers are empty flourishes of speech. Their heart deceives them. Death is a terrible thing when it is armed with our sins and opens the doorway to the wrath of God. It is the end of happiness and the beginning of torment. It is a curse, and nothing can conquer and master it but faith in Christ. Oh, let us labor to get it while we live, that every day we may live by faith. It is not just any faith we can die by. It is a tried and proved faith that we must end our days with. If we have not learned to live by faith before, how can we end our days in faith? If you have not learned to trust God with your soul, your children, your estate while you live, how will you trust God for your body and soul and all in death? You cannot do it. There must be a faith that is daily exercised and tried, by which we trust Him when we die. We can then say, all the days of my life, I have experienced God's goodness, and I have depended upon Him, and found Him true in all His promises. I have committed myself and my ways to Him, and found Him good and gracious in blessing me. I have found Him work out all for good, and now I am strengthened to trust Him, since He has been so true to me all my lifetime. I have committed myself and my ways to Him, and found Him good and gracious in blessing me. I have found Him work out all for good, and now I am strengthened to trust Him, since He has been so true to me all my lifetime. I will trust Him now with my soul, that He will never fail me. It doesn't matter if we die rich or great in the world, but only that we die in faith. Let us all labor for this faith. Even if a believer dies raging and in fits, they are not themselves in their sickness. They are safe. The covenant between God and them was made before. Their comfort may be reserved for heaven.